The Babysitter, written by Ruger and read by K-Burb. This is a Mandalorian fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Greef Karga, Baby Yoda, Grogu, and Din Djarin. Mando, I need a favor. Mando, seated outside his house with an array of weapons spread around him, looked up. Before he could say anything, Greef raised his hands in a placating gesture. It's not a bounty. I just need you to clean out a nest of raiders hiding on the lava flats. I'd get Dune to do it, but she's off-world. It's a quick 2-hour job. 3 at the most.
Can't,
Mando replied, refocusing to the blaster that he was reassembling.
The kid's sick.
Anything serious?
Took him to the Medroid in town. It's just the flu, but he needs rest.
The 2-1B droid at the New Republic Med Center was notoriously expensive, and most folks stuck to the local healers rather than pay half their monthly wages for a checkup, but it didn't surprise Greef that Mando had shelled out to see the droid. No expense, not even Mando's strange aversion to droids, would keep him from making sure that the kid got the best care available. Next time, tell him you're my friend. They owe me for letting them set up shop in the old town hall. But can't the kid just... He wiggled his fingers. Heal himself?
Guess not,
Mando said with a shrug, then shook his head.
I'm sorry. You'll have to find someone else.
I can stay with him, Greef offered. He'd been hoping to see the little guy anyway. Mando hesitated, his hands pausing mid-assembly. I'll pay you double your usual rate, Greef tried. Mando glanced back at the door, then sighed.
All right. I'll do it.
The Medroid must have cost even more than Greef had realized. He handed over the tracking fob, watching as Mando checked the data, nodded, and, without another word, headed off toward the lava flats. Inside, Greef made his way to the bedroom, where he found the kid bundled in a patchy quilt. The kid's eyes were heavy with fatigue, but he let out a tired, happy chirp when he saw Greef. Your daddy's off to work. So I'm here to keep you company until he comes back, Greef said, pulling a packet of cookies from his pocket with a conspiratorial grin. He handed one to the kid.
Don't tell your dad.
Settling into a chair beside the bed, Greef propped his feet up to the edge and leaned back. You know, he mused, I've been working with your dad so long, he's almost like a son to me. So does that make me your granddaddy? He'd never gotten around to having any children of his own. Always too busy with one thing or another. But since becoming a magistrate, he found himself thinking more and more about the future, and who would carry on his legacy when he was gone. He glanced at the kid, who was now dozing peacefully, clutching the half-eaten cookie. He could do worse than a Mandalorian apprentice with magic powers. The end.